Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Toxic Masculinity. I am your host, Philip Vandermeulen, and I think we're going to do something a little different tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about politics. I kind of want to get into this. I've been avoiding it for a while because it tends to get real sticky, but we're not going to get sticky about it. I'm just going to tell you where I stand on certain political things. Current quote-unquote leaders in office, and we're going to discuss some things. The other thing we're going to get into is maybe some societal stuff, things that are going on in the world today, and as the infamous George Carlin would put it, get ready for some random anger, starting with... feminists who claim that abortion is a woman's body, woman's choice issue. Let's be clear on this. First and foremost, I don't care. It's tragic if somebody decides to end the life of a child during pregnancy, but that is the cost of freedom. In a free society, tragedies happen. Same thing with having guns in a free society. Me personally, I'm not for it. I think, except in the case of rape, incest, or the mother's life being in danger, that any and all other pregnancy terminations are unnecessary. But feminists like to use the whole abortion thing to say, well, it's my body, it's my choice. Really? Let's look at that for a minute. I think you're missing a couple steps here, ladies. And it's not that I'm trying to be a dirtbag about this, because like I said, I don't care. I don't think the government should subsidize it. I think if you want it, you need to pay for it out of your own pocket. You know, it's only fair. You know, if you don't want it, you don't pay for it. If you want it, you pay for it. That's kind of how I look at it. But let's look at this. It's my body. I can do with my body what I want. Can you? Can you really? Because here's where this stands. If you really could, you wouldn't need to go to a doctor for a prescription. None of us own our bodies anymore, okay? We have to go to a doctor to get a prescription for penicillin for the cold, okay? So you have to go to... the only area... I'm not even going to, you know, beat around the bush about this. It's about money. Everything about this is about money. Because here's the deal. They give out contraception in school. So they care about your pre-sexual activity. And then they allow you to terminate that pregnancy. That's fine. But here's the caveat. If it's your body, your choice, why can't you run a brothel out of your own home? It's your body. You can do with your body what you want. Why can't you run a brothel out of your... It's your body. Or, hey, you know what? It's my body. I want to go down. I want Sudafed, which is highly regulated. I want penicillin. I want amoxicillin. I want AZT, which is an old school AIDS drug. But I don't want to have to go to the doctor. It's my body. I should be able to take what I want. So the argument doesn't hold up when it comes to the aspect of, well, it's my body, my choice. Well, yeah, okay, then why don't you run a brothel? Well, because it's illegal. Well, why is it illegal? Because a brothel is a cash business. The government needs to get its chunk. Contraception, there's lobbying. Abortion, there's lobbying. People in government are getting paid. Brothels? It's a cash business. Nobody's getting paid other than the person selling the good. That's why prostitution and brothels are illegal, but the other stuff is not illegal. So it has nothing to do with my body, my choice. The agenda is one makes money, the other for the government, the other doesn't make money for the government. Because if it's your body, your choice, you should be able to run a brothel out of your home and you shouldn't need a prescription to get any type of prescription medication. After all, it's your body, your choice. So enough with the lame-ass arguments. Just tell people, hey, I want to terminate the pregnancy. But if you do that, they're going to be logical and say, hey, pay for it yourself, not out of taxpayers' money. So, you know, that's just my take on that. Yeah, a little bit of random anger flowing through here. Next on the list, we're going to take a look at 45. Yeah, President Donald Trump. Next, let's look at old 45. Like I said, President Donald Trump. Here's the scope on this, okay? And I've kind of touched on this before. I voted for the guy. I think he's doing a phenomenal job with the economy, with a lot of the foreign affairs stuff. He's been cleaning out a lot of the shit behind the scenes in D.C., and that's why a lot of people don't like him. That's why a lot of insiders don't like him. The man's fearless, and he's a bull in a china shop, and he doesn't care what you think. I like that. He has some other things that really rub me the wrong way. Sometimes I think he needs to just be quiet and let things happen the way they need to happen. His bump stock ban, 100% against it. Any gun legislation, I am 100% against. I don't give a rat's ass what his mindset is on that. He pisses me off with that aspect. So, you know, I like the guy. I'm about 75-25, maybe 70-30 in, you know, in favor of him and what he does. And really a big, also a large part of that is the fact that people that have been in government for 40 years hate him so much. That actually makes it more, him more appealing to me because we've known government's been broken forever and nobody wants to fix it. They just want to keep it broken because there's a shit ton of money to be made. He comes in, he wants to fix it, and instantly they're against this. Now, that's, you know, that's, you know, half-court shot for me. You know, that's a touchdown. If they hate it and they want him out, that means he's doing something decent for this country. Love him or hate him, the economy's booming. Countries are lining up now going, don't fuck with America. They will shoot you in the face. And, you know, maybe some cowboy politics are back on the menu, which we've been needing for a while. Look, it's very simple. I didn't vote for the man because of his indiscretions. We're all human. We all have human natures. We're all sinners, okay? The man makes mistakes. He admits that he's made mistakes in the past. I didn't vote for him because he's an angel or a choir boy. I voted for him because I wanted a job done that he's doing, and he's doing very well. So that's why I don't get, you know, every president has had some major thing that makes him a dirtbag. Even our founding fathers, even, you know, the worshiping of Abraham Lincoln and, you know, all these other guys, they all have dirtbag tendencies. You have to, in that particular position, whether it was in office, before being in office, or after being in office, okay? That's not why I don't vote for people based on their personal lives. I vote for based on the job that they can do. And you know what? I'm going to vote for him again because he's doing what I want him to do for the most part. So, you know, Like I said, this is a scenario where I'm going to run through a bunch of my politics, a bunch of my things, a bunch of stuff that I believe from a political standpoint, and we're gonna stir the pot, get people a little upset, maybe. We got to get that hate mail up. I'm still in rookie numbers here, you know. We need some stuff bumping here. There's one that I want to get into later on. I'll do a podcast on it. I'm going to touch on it now. I'm going to be discussing the hero worship of police and military veterans. And I want to dissect this because I don't want people to think that I hate cops and I hate military. I am a big supporter of those people. I used to work in law enforcement. You know, I've got plenty of veteran family and friends. But I think there needs to be a distinction between what we need to put out as heroes and as role models and people that we need to take a step back and go, whoa, okay. Yeah, no, you're not getting thanked for your service, okay? You're a cook. You know, and yeah, basically there needs to be a caveat for these things. And in a later podcast, I'll make the distinctions that I think of when I think of this. But yeah, we have a bad habit of blindly, I'm not saying it shouldn't happen, but blindly just covering all veterans and all police under one umbrella and they're heroes. No, they need to be distinguished because certain things are not heroic innately. Okay. So, but I'll get into that later, but yeah, we need to be careful with those. Let's see, what else do we got? Guns. Yes. The Ninth Circuit, told California they could have standard capacity magazines until a Fourth Circuit judge said they couldn't. Guys, you don't need government permission. The Second Amendment is not there to restrain you. It's there to restrain the government. So, yeah, you have the right to have your standard capacity. Hell, you have a right to have a thermal nuclear device if you want. That's what life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness means. The Second Amendment is there to make sure the government doesn't get in the way of that. And yes, I want a Sherman tank, damn it. But yeah, also bump stocks, perfectly legal. I don't give a shit what Trump says. Keep your hands off of the guns, period. This is a fight you will not win, whether you're Republican, Democrat, or potato. Leave it alone. Leave the guns alone. I like what Missouri did, though. Missouri passed a law that nullifies all federal gun laws. So now it's legal to own a fully automatic Thompson machine gun in Missouri. Missouri's looking better. Maybe I need to look at property in Missouri. I have to check that out. But yeah, leave the guns alone. All right, let's continue with the randomness. The wall. Yeah, let's talk about the wall. We've got yays, we've got nays. I'll tell you this much, I know walls work in one very specific aspect. Look at any rich person that lives around, okay? They have a wall, and the wall keeps the majority of bad people out. And when somebody breaches that wall, there's either dogs to eat them or people to shoot them. It's not rocket surgery, people. Walls work. Now, whether or not you're for or against, personally, I think if you're against the wall, this is what you should do. You should take all the locks off your doors, all the locks off your windows, pull the screens out, leave all the doors open, leave all the windows open, and put a sign out front that says, "Immigrants, welcome." Don't like that? Well, that's kind of what happens when you don't have your borders secure for a country. This is our home. Think of the United States of America as one big house. You close the door, you lock the doors. You close the windows, you secure the windows, okay? You leave the doors wide open and the windows wide open with a sign that says, "Immigrants, welcome." Don't get pissed off when Javier is using your toothbrush and Makaleka Chiny Ho is in your shower and Gary from Mumbai, who works for IT, is cooking eggs in your stove. And I'm just randomly picking names and locations, but you get the idea. Okay. People get pissed off when shit like this happens, but then they sit there and they go, "Well, it's my place. You know, you're welcome, but you really should stay out." No, you have to secure it. So, yeah, I'm a firm believer in, you know, put your money where your mouth is. You believe in open borders and no wall. Take all the locks off your doors. Open all the screens. Keep all your windows open and put a sign out front that says, "Immigrants, welcome." Why not? Another one, and this one was actually brought up by a friend of mine who's a listener to the podcast. He mentioned, in my last podcast, I talked about 15 sexual orientations of the loony, lefty, liberal, libertarians, you know, all that good stuff. 15. He said I missed one. And so I will address that here. This is for you, Kevin. The people that are into animal love, their four-footed furry friends, apparently, according to certain people, there is a lot of that up here in the Pacific Northwest. Another reason why I'm getting out of this state. I will be in a new state very soon. Living in a new state very soon. But yes, Kevin, here it is. Yeah. Loving your furry friends. And not just in a casual way. Bestiality is real, people. And it is part of society. Apparently a fairly big thing up here in the Oregon, Portland area. It was big enough that it was brought up that I missed one. So there you go. Hope you're happy, Kevin. I'm trying to think of what else we can talk about randomly here. Oh, I know. I'll throw this out here. This is not random anger. This is just something that is transpiring. May 1st, any podcast after May 1st will be done outside the state of Oregon. I am actually moving back to California. And the reason I'm moving back to California is because of family issues, close family issues. I need to be back to help kind of be a consistent force down there for family. Certain family members. So, yes, I will be returning to California, or as I affectionately referred to it as Mexifornia. Either one is very accurate. So, leaving the land of bad beer, lousy hipsters, shitty food, and heading down to the land of fruits and nuts. And when I say what I said about Oregon right now is, I don't mean it, I hope nobody takes it personally. I just, when you come from an area where the food is better, the beer is better, you know, unless you drink, you know, Tecate beer all the time, the beer up here really does not impress me. The food is, everybody raves about the food, and I'm sitting here going, sure, okay. You know, you go down to Southern California, you get some good food. So, not to be offensive, you know, but, you know, really the best part about living in Oregon is the people that I've met and become friends with. So, everything else has been a mediocre experience at best. So, yeah, I'll be moving. So anything after the month, May 1st, so in about 2.5 weeks, 2.5, 3 weeks, I will be podcasting from California, Southern California, and amongst all the stupidity. So, we'll see how that goes. So I live in Portland, Oregon, and this is one that is a random anger. The entire 5 years that I've lived up here, I don't understand. I work in the building trades, and currently not working for myself, which is going to change because I can't deal with the stupidity anymore of the building trades. And there's better money in it, which will allow me to do this more if you guys so enjoy the podcast. But regardless of it, yeah, everybody up here does everything ass backwards in a sequence of events from a logical standpoint. And it makes me realize I am in a very far left-leaning town when the sequence of events makes, or the sequence of requests for the job make no sense and are completely ass backwards, because everything the extreme left does is ass backwards. And if I don't get out, there's going to be mayhem. So, so yeah, that's kind of my, random anger scenario for the night is, yeah. And it's not an isolated incident. It's been just about every company that I've worked for up here, does everything ass backwards and is full of incompetence. I mean, you know, Southern California, you know, people mac on California as far as for a lot of things. But one of the things that they do know how to do is build stuff and build it in a sequence that is rather logical. Up here, it's, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And then, oh, by the way, yeah, we've got new carpet and vinyl in here. Why don't you come in and go ahead and paint cabinets over our new countertop and new vinyl, but don't get paint on the floor. Okay, well, why didn't I paint cabinets before you put all that in? Well, because we do it this way. Okay, I've got an appointment back on Earth now. So, just an example of the stupidity, but yeah, a little personal note there for you. Next. And I think we're going to wrap this up now. Hope you enjoyed the randomness. If you did, let me know. I'll do some random stuff now and again. Just throwing stuff out there. I'm always working on ideas for up-and-coming podcasts. Stay tuned for those. Like I said, I've got one on military and police coming up. I've got one on the Constitution of the United States and a controversial view that there are people out there that know, but I want you to listen so you know. It it's not bad. It's good for us if we truly believe it and use it the way it needs to be used. But currently, well, you know, we've been duped. So there's a little sneak preview for you. Just a little snippet. I think we're going to talk about cars. I've got some stuff that I want to talk about with that. And yeah, probably the next one will be coming to you from the great, not so great, the great, not so great state of California, or Commifornia, or Mexifornia, or Socialistfornia, whatever you want to call it. But at least there'll be sun, sand, surf, good food. So I'm looking forward to that. So hopefully you all have a good day. This is Philip Vandermeulen with Toxic Masculinity on this random anger and rant night. I hope to be back soon, and thank you for listening.